السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening in at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and tonight we also have Radio Islam from the Transvaal. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His kindness, His mercy upon us, that He gave us the tawfiq to gather for His remembrance. This is a majlis of zikr. It is not going to be a majlis in which we have a bayan, a waz, or tafsir of the Quran Sharif. We discuss a few aspects of Islah in this majlis, and then we make a little bit of zikr. And then we try to develop in ourselves the himmat to practice upon that knowledge which we have. At present we have a lot of knowledge about many aspects of deen. Our grandparents and people of the past in this country, they did not have that much opportunity to learn as our children have these days, and we have these days. The amount of bayans that take place, the amount of tafsirs of the tafasir of the Quran Sharif that's available in the different masajid, tafsir takes place, commentary of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the work of Dawat, then whether it is the computer, then on the internet and so many other sites, you pick up information. Then if you look at the publications, I don't think we ever had the number of publications as we have in our time. Any masjid you go, there's some publication that's discussing some aspect of deen. So all these things are required, they are necessary, we must increase, there is no problem with that. But at the same time, we have to go on checking that how much have we begun to make amal on those things that we have learnt. So when it comes to that department, then we find ourselves very weak, very negligent. We have a lot of knowledge, but we don't have the himmat, that courage, that strength is not there to make amal on that knowledge. Which Muslim does not know it is farz 5 times a day to make salat? To make salat 5 times a day, which Muslim does not know that it is farz? What percentage of Muslims make salat? The giving of zakat, fasting in Ramadan, performance of hajj, then so many other aspects of deen, simple practical teachings of Islam, so many people know. Who does not know it is haram to go to the casino, disco, rave clubs, to watch all the haram on the porn sites, and to read the filthy literature, to commit adultery, fornication, to steal, to commit fraud? Does anybody require any kind of special knowledge for that? He has to go to a Darul Uloom to go and learn that these things are haram. So whether it's the musbat things, that means those positive things which we have to do, or those things which we have to restrain ourselves from, there's plenty of knowledge that we have. But we just don't seem to have that courage, that himmat. Now where are we going to get that himmat from? Where are we going to get that courage from? So just as we recharge our batteries, we fill up our petrol tanks, in the same way, this is a filling station, I call it, where we fill up some spiritual fuel so that it gives our car a little bit of fuel to move. and a little bit of boost of the battery to make it move. We don't say that this zikr majlis is the only thing that is in the world that we must do and nothing else. It is just one of those items. But it gives the himmat, the courage, and alhamdulillah, many, many people have expressed their sentiments that it has given them courage to give up a lot of sins and to start doing those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. So the visit to Madina Tayyibah, I discussed on Monday night, it is not just tourism business. Umrah is not just tourism business. It is the same thing, recharging of our spiritual batteries, to bring into our heart that love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so much of love that it becomes easy for us to do those things that are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and restrain ourselves from those things that are displeasing to Him. That is the maqsad. If we don't bring that from there and we only pack up our bags and come, then as I have mentioned many times, then that is not the maal of Madina Sharif. That is not the maal of Madina Sharif. The maal of Madina Sharif is something else. That is that maal which comes from Japan, China, and it comes from America, or it comes from some other part of the world, to Makkatul Mukarrama or Madina Tayyibah. There's no sin if a person buys a few of those items as gifts for his family members. Nobody says it's haram. But that is not that real maal of Madina Sharif. The maal of Madina Sharif, Allah, is the akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we come back from there, then that jood o sakha, that generosity, that kindness, that sincerity, that taqwa, that zuhud, that qanaat, contentment, satisfaction, tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala, muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amal on the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, the akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is that maal of Madina Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must bless us all with that maal. And when that will come in our lives, then you will find Islam spreading without much speech and without much literature. At present we have plenty of literature, plenty of talks, plenty of shows and plenty of conferences, seminars, everything. But if you look at our amal and our actions, then it does not seem that we have taken off as yet from the ground. So I'm not going to discuss that aspect. If a person goes for salat, he does not go on announcing that yesterday I made 5 times salat, and if a broadcast over the radio station that I'm now going to make my Fajr salat, I'm now going to make my Isha salat. So if he goes to Makkatul Mukarrama, makes Hajj and come back, it's one of the farz. However, it is a different, of a different nature. Therefore, some discussion so that the person lights up his heart or brings, strengthens his iman, it is permissible, but we must be very careful that it must not border on bragging, on pride, on ujub, vanity. These things are very dangerous. They will destroy the sawab of that Hajj and that Umrah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, His pleasure is the most important thing. Do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure, whatever we do. I repeat that one young person in Mauritius, he said that, Maulana, I do everything for my parents. I make their khidmat. If they're sick, I take them to the doctors. I bring their medication. I look after them. They live with me. I do everything. But yet they will only talk about my brother. He is the blue-eyed boy. And yet he hardly comes and does anything. Now and again he visits the parents. And he may bring some gift and give it to them and go away. But they will only appreciate whatever he does. So it's causing me frustration. I'm getting disappointed. It breaks my heart. I don't know what to do. They don't show any appreciation. I said, why are you doing it? So that your parents show appreciation. Parents' khidmat do you do so that they must show appreciation? It is a duty upon you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it for us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed that responsibility. Allah Ta'ala has given the parents certain rights. And now if you are making their khidmat, you are doing good for yourself. You are going to benefit yourself. You don't have to wait for their appreciation. you must do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And then I said, remember, one simple little statement. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. Bas, that's all. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. And when Allah Ta'ala will give from His treasure, then do you need appreciation of anyone? So let us make the niyat that we want to make amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. Because it is a return from Madina Tayyiba. One poet beautifully said, sab to tiyane khushnawa, kehti thi naate Mustafa. Sab to tiyane khushnawa, kehti thi naate Mustafa. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi. Qamri bhi apne zauq mein daali thi gardan tauq mein. Qamri bhi apne zauq mein daali thi gardan tauq mein. Kehti thi apne shauq mein kashafat duja bi jamalihi. Bulbule sab subasu, lele ke har ek gul ki bu. Bulbule sab subasu, lele ke har ek gul ki bu. Kehti thi baham guftagu. Hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Bulbule sab subasu, lele ke har ek gul ki bu. Kehti thi baham guftagu. Hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Chidiyon ki sunkar chahe chahe. Chidiyon ki sunkar chahe chahe. Adam bala kyun chup rahe. Chidiyon ki sunkar chahe chahe. Adam bala kyun chup rahe. Lazim hai unko yun kahe. Lazim hai unko yun kahe. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Lazim hai unko yun kahe. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lazim hai unko ye kahe. Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa'ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa Barik wa Sallim. The gist of which, the khulasa of which is this, that all the different species of birds that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created, which have got a sweet, melodious, beautiful voice, they are chirping away, they are singing away the Naad Sharif of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are reading salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, if that is the case with birds, then Adam, meaning human being, O insan, O you Muslim, why should you remain silent? It is lazim upon you that you also say, Sallu alayhi wa alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat Mawlana Abdullah Darkhasti Rahmatullah alayhi was a hafizul hadith, person who knew thousands of ahadith with the sanad and chain by heart. When he went from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah Tayyiba, then on the way, in that ecstasy, in that joy, in that jazba, in that kayfiyat, in that hal, he stated certain ashar. There's no time to go into detailed explanation, but he said in that kayfiyat of his, whilst on the way to Madinah Tayyiba, وجهه منور كالبدر في الدجى وجهه منور كالبدر في الدجى وخده منور كالشمس في الضحى. The beautiful face of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like in the darkness of the night, the full moon of the 14th night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, face mubarak, he says, is like that. The cheeks of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, like the sun shining brightly at the time of noon. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's description, who can really give? If we have to discuss this, we can go on for hours, but I just want to proceed. قَوْلُهُ حَقُّ لِلنَّاسِ لَازِمُ الْإِقْتِدَى وَفِعْلُهُ بُرْهَانُ لِلنَّاسِ لِلْإِهْتِدَى. The words of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing but haqq, nothing but truth, no doubt at all, whatever he said will happen. If somebody says the mountain from here has moved, there was an ocean here which has dried up, we can believe it. But if anyone says that the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any word of his, any statement of his, authentically proven to be said by him, that it was not correct, that we will never ever believe. There must be something wrong with our intelligence, but his qawl is haqq. And for the people, it is lazim to obey, to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make iqtida, to make his ittiba. And as far as the fail and the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are concerned, they are nothing but burhan. They are an evidence, they are a dalil, they are a proof, the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And those people who want guidance, then for their guidance there is nothing better than looking at the actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and following those actions. Munkiru hadithihi, munkirul Qur'an bila imtira, jahidu fa'lihi mahrumun anis sidq was-safa. Any person who rejects a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is an authentic hadith, then he is also rejecting the Quran Sharif. The person cannot say, I believe in the Quran Sharif, but I'm not going to accept the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How else is he going to get guidance if he's going to reject the hadith? Where is he going to learn about the postures of salat and the rakats of salat and how much nisab there is for zakat and how much you perform your hajj? Where is he going to learn all that from? So, jahidu fa'lihi mahrumun anis sidq was-safa. The person who rejects the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he is deprived of sidq and safa. There's no truthfulness in him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was guidance for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Look at the type of literature that's coming up now. And who are the writers of such literature? Who are the makers of such statements? Derogatory, insulting to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, disrespectful. Do they think that by that they have degraded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they have destroyed his deen? If you try to spit at the moon, what's going to happen? Will you damage the beauty of the moon? That spit will come back on the person's face. So Islam does not need those people. If they are not happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are not happy with the Quran Sharif, they want reformation and change, then who stopped them and prevented them from announcing that we give up Islam because we are unhappy? But why say that I am a Muslim, I want to remain a Muslim, I wish to be called a Muslim, I don't want to change my Muslim name, but I want a reformation and a change, or the Quran Sharif needs a reformation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is being attacked, his character is being assassinated. Does Islam need such kind of Muslims? Huwa shafi'un wa mushaffa'un fi yawmil jaza, huwa sahibu adlin wa ma'danu judin wa sakha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be the interceder. He will be the person whose intercession will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Judgment will only commence after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession has been accepted. So on the day of judgment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede. We must hope for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession. We must do that which is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and then hope for the intercession. But if we do nothing and we say, well, He will intercede, so what do we have to do? We don't have to do anything. He will intercede. Many people, they say, well, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede, we don't have to do anything. So then we are becoming like the Christians. They say, Jesus died for our sins, so we don't have to do anything. هُوَ خَطِيبٌ وَقَرِيبٌ صَاحِبُ لِوَا. And then he also says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sahib adl. Justice, if you want to see, you will find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. No injustice of any kind to any person, not even a creature, not even an insect. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Like how we have gold mine and silver mine. He was like that mine of akhlaq, and of jood and karam and generosity and kindness. وَهُوَ خَطِيبٌ وَقَرِيبٌ صَاحِبُ لِوَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could have been a better khatib than he? In the world of Islam, whosoever is making khatabat, it is because of the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's khatabat. And with regards to muhabbat, he is close to the mu'min and the believers. And he'll be sahib liwa, bearer of the standard of hamd on the day of qiyamah. هو مخزن علوم ومنبع فيوز وعطاء. هو مخزن علوم ومنبع فيوز وعطاء. هو رؤوف ورحيم جميل الحياة. هو رؤوف ورحيم جميل الحياة. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, knowledge. If you have to take the knowledge of the world and the knowledge of the Anbiya and the knowledge of the Malaika and put all that on one side and take the knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the knowledge of everyone else is like a drop from the ocean. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam's knowledge. Very, very merciful, very kind, very generous, and Jamilul Haya. Full of shame and haya, modesty. If you look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Huwa hadin wa da'in ila rabbi da'ima. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the time, calling towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, guiding towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Masjiduhu afzalu masajidil anbiya. مسجده أفضل مساجد الأنبياء وقبره أفضل قبور الأنبياء. مسجده أفضل مساجد الأنبياء وقبره أفضل قبور الأنبياء. Of all the masajid of the Anbiya, the best of all masajid, the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter where in the world you go, and no matter which spot or which place, they say some Nabi is buried here, some Nabi is buried there, some Wali is buried here, some Qutub is buried here, some Abdal is buried here. وَقَبْرُهُ أَفْزَلُ قُبُورِ الْأَنْبِيَا. Of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam's graves and qabars, the most virtuous of all graves and all qabr is the qabr of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma inna lahu nazirun fil ardi was sama, wa ma inna lahu sharikun fil ilmi wa tuqa. No example of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the heaven and the earth. And with regards to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's taqwa, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ilm, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's zuhud and his qanaat, there is nobody that is a partner in it. There's no partnership business. There's no association. We have different kinds of associations. No association. Associates, we say. ورحمةٌ للعالمين وخاتم الأنبياء ورحمةٌ للعالمين وخاتم الأنبياء هو شفيع المذنبين وأفضل الأنبياء هو رحمة للعالمين وخاتم الأنبياء هو شفيع المذنبين وأفضل الأنبياء رحمة للعالمين خاتم النبيين شفيع المذنبين أفضل الأنبياء دينه أفضل وذكره أرفع في السماء علمه أكثر وشأنه أعلى في الهدى علمه أكثر وشأنه أعلى في الهدى هو حي في قبره كحياة الأنبياء هو حي في قبره كحياة الأنبياء وحرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء حياتهم أعلى وأكمل من الشهداء حياتهم أعلى وأكمل من الشهداء وشأنهم أرفع في الأرض والسماء إن شاء الله if Allah Ta'ala gives life another opportunity then we will discuss this beautiful Naat Sharif again with a little more detail now let's make a little bit of Zikrullah and make dua Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah,
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beneficent Allah, most merciful Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We have taken your Mubarak name, we have recited Naat Sharif and Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, now we are extending our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Human beings, if we have to extend begging bowls, they become angry, they become disappointed. Ya Allah, they become annoyed. If we beg of them, they become annoyed. And oh my Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become annoyed. My beloved Allah, for your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, oh my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you have heard everything. You have seen everything that we have done. You know everything that we have done. My beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have sent gale force winds against us. You could have sent flood waters against us. You could have ordered the earth to split open and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, in different ways you could have destroyed us. But you gave us an opportunity to make tawbah again from our sins. My beloved Allah, it is an indication that you wish to forgive. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. My beloved Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls. And we are seeking forgiveness for all sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we know that we are suffering in this world because of our sins. Sometimes sufferings can be in the form of rahmat and mercy. But Ya Allah, we know that we are indulging in so many different kinds of sins. My beloved Allah, but you dearly love forgiveness. Therefore, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ay mere Allah, ay mere Rabbe Kareem, ay mere Rabbe Kareem, ay mere Rabbe Kareem. Hum bikari bankar tere saamne haath phailaye hue. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. We are not publishing our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Mere maula, hum napaak hai, gande hai, nalayak hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? No matter how sinful we may be, but there is no other door for us that we can tap besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy and reject us, then my beloved Allah, where do we go? Hum kahan jaye? Hum kidhar jaye? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere maula, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. We are therefore extending our hands before you. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aaj ummah sare alam ke andar pareshan hai. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, that ummah for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried day and night. That ummah for whom his blood was shed in so many different places and so many different occasions. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom he stood all night in prayers. That ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif, in Uhud and so many places. Ya Allah, that ummah for whom his teeth became shaheed. That ummah for whom they were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. Mere Allah, us ummah ke haal ke upar raham farma. Have mercy upon that ummah. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to forgive us, we will become pleased. You will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. And if you don't forgive, the only one that will become pleased would be shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive us and please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please us, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah. We are turning towards you, bless us with good health.
We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses, diseases. Whether they are in hospitals, whether they have undergone operations or they are going to go for operations. Ya Allah. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or at homes or clinics, forgive each and every one of them. Bless each and every one with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Oh my Allah, shifa is in your hands. We are seeking complete shifa from all ailments, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick. Our hearts have become diseased, full of malice, greed, pride, jealousy, anger. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Our hearts are filled with malice. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Who is there to purify besides you? Ya Allah, you have given man the knowledge of transplant of hearts, the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. Our spiritual hearts have become so diseased that even a bypass will not help. Ya Allah, what we need is a spiritually transplanted heart. A heart, my beloved Allah, that is filled with your muhabbat, with taqwa, with piety, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul and trust in you, with the noor of faith in you, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to transplant such a heart. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they came from the backgrounds of kufr and nifaq. Some of them came from the Nasara and the Yahud. But Ya Allah, when they accepted Islam upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. What a dramatic change came in their lives. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi qudrat wala khuda hai. You are that same powerful, almighty, all-knowing, all-hearing, all-seeing, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah. Aaj bhi teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi aayi. Mere Allah, kun fa yakun se teri karne wali zaat hai. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, how long am I going to walk the path of sins? How long am I going to go to the discos and cinemas and theaters and rave clubs and pop drugs in my mouth? Oh Allah, how long wine and women? Ya Allah, how long? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to strike his sword. From every part of the body, from every limb, from every place, Ya Allah, the soul will be extracted. Oh my beloved Allah, the tongue will be able to wag no more. The eyes will be able to see no more that haram that we were enjoying watching. Our ears will be able to listen no more. Our hands will be able to touch no more those illicit beloveds of ours. Ya Allah, our lips will be able to kiss no more. Our feet will be able to walk no more. Ha, vere Allah. As scissors will be taken and our clothes will be sliced if they are tight fitting. Ya Allah, our watches, the jewelry from the necks of the women. Ya Allah. Ha, mere Allah. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. We will not be able to utter a single word. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Ya Allah, before that water is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, the night of Barat, a list was handed over to the angel of death. of the people that we're going to die in the coming year. We don't know if our name was included in that list. The angel is not going to inform us. Ya Allah, then how can we be in haram places, haram establishments, haram actions, haram deeds? Ya Allah, hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of iman and taqwa. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with so much of love for you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Distance us from everything displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their problems, their hardships. Remove the difficulties and hardships and problems of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of AIDS and poverty and famine and floods and all other kinds of disasters. Oh my beloved Allah, bless everyone with hidayat. Bless each and every one with Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, we have not done our duty, therefore people are not coming into the fold of Islam in numbers that would have come if our akhlaq was like the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But oh Allah, bless everyone with hidayat. But those who have become stubborn, obstinate, they've made up their minds that they will never accept Islam. They will continue with the tyranny and the persecution and the torture, the oppression and the suppression of the ummah. Ya Allah, they will continue with the bombing and with the sending of their missiles and with the firing from their helicopters. Oh my beloved Allah, and the demolition of the homes and the destruction of the life and property of the Muslims. Then my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Send gale force wind against them. Send flood waters against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division among their ranks. Give success and victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, assist people who are suffering in Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, India, Pakistan, America, Europe, Africa. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, the ummah is being harassed. Ya Allah, ummah ke hal par raham farma. Change our condition of lives. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs or any kind of haram action. What an embarrassment that would be for us, for the family and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. When the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, at the Rawza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, in a fasting state, with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. O Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. In ecstasy and joy our soul comes towards you. Ya Allah, let our janaza salat be in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Let our burial be in Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhir. The best of dunya, the best of akhir. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Except the work of all those who are doing the work of deen. Bless each and every work of deen with ikhlas. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, aaj ghar ghar ladai, ghar ghar jagda, ghar ghar tufan. Ay Allah,
unite the hearts of the Ummah. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he prayed for us, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'as after kissing the Hajr-e Aswad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as that he made were in Mataf, the du'as that he made in the Hatim. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum kar jo manga, Rukne Yamani chu kar ke jo manga, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, Multazam se chibat karke jo manga, Muqab-e Ibrahim ke piche namaz pad kar jo manga, Zamzam pi kar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, and the duas that he made in Mina and in Arafat and in Muzdalifa and on all occasions throughout his life. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Jo bhi unki nek tamannaye hai, usko pura kar de. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the problem, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the weakness, the poverty that each and every individual may be experiencing who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their poverty, their difficulties, their hardships, their misery. Ya Allah, bless everyone with a life of peace, happiness, prosperity, contentment and satisfaction. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul adim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, those who are proceeding for Umrah in this Mubarak month that is coming of the month of Ramadan, make it easy for them, accept it from them and accept the du'as and tawaf and ziyarat. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.